For the record, today is January 14th, 2015. The time is 11:10 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission, the District of Columbia. We are meeting in the commission hearing room at 1333 H Street, Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the commission. Seated to my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort, and to my left is Commissioner Willie Phillips. Today's meeting is being held pursuant to 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. The meeting's been scheduled to consider formal case matters that require commission action. The proposed agenda for this meeting was posted in the commission's secretary's office and on the commission's website on Monday, January 12th. It was amended on Tuesday, January 13th, to give notice of a closed session to discuss confidential matters in formal case 1102. Commissioner Fort and Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the amended agenda?
Yes.
And all in favor of adopting the amended agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
And the chair votes yes, the agenda is adopted. We have four items on the agenda this morning for commission action. The first one is in formal case number 988. In the matter of the development of universal service standards and the Universal Service Trust Fund for the District of Columbia, the order approves the streamlined procedure for approving Lifeline service applicants applications for applicants who are not yet customers of Verizon Washington, D.C. And they were developed by Verizon Washington, D.C. and Solex Incorporated and outlined in Verizon's response to order number 17623. The order also directs Verizon DC to file the letter that it will send to Lifeline eligible customers to inform them of this procedure within 30 days of the date of the order. The second item is in formal case 1123 in the matter of the Potomac Electric Company's notice to construct a 230 kV, 138 kV, 13 kV substation and four 230 kV, 138 kV underground transmission circuits on Buzzards Point. The order moves responses to commission's data requests identified in the order into the record in formal case number 1123 unless an interested person files an objection within 5 business days of the date of the order. Item number 3 is gas tariff 97-3. In the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for authority to amend its rate schedule number 6, GT06-1, in the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for authority to amend general service provision number 23, and formal case number 1027, in the matter of the emergency petition of the Office of People's Counsel for an expedited investigation of the distribution system of Washington Gas Light Company. The order approves the current factor and reconciliation factor that together comprise the Washington Gas Light Company's plant recovery adjustment, or PRA, surcharge contained in Washington Gas's annual surcharge filing for the PRA surcharge for 2014 and Washington Gas Light's annual reconciliation. The current factor and the reconciliation factor for the PRA surcharge approved in this order are effective from the November 2014 billing cycle until September 30th, 2015. And the final item is AFGE, that is American Federation of Government Employees, Local 1403 Collective Bargaining Agreement. The commission would approve the collective bargaining agreement between the commission and AFGE Local 1403, which comprises the commission's staff attorneys, for the effective collective bargaining period of October 1st, 2014 through September 30th, 2017. All in favor of the collective bargaining agreement and the recommended orders, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And the chair votes yes. The bargaining agreement and the orders are unanimously approved. Second matter is pursuant to Section 405(b)(13) of the Open Meeting Act, the Commission may close a meeting to deliberate an adjudication where the Commission is exercising its quasi-judicial function. The matter that requires confidential deliberation in this instance involves formal case number 1102 in the matter of the investigation into the continued use of Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated's copper infrastructure to provide telecommunications services. The Open Meeting Act requires that the commission in an open meeting conduct a vote in favor of closure. Accordingly, I could call for a motion for closure of a commission meeting to be held immediately following this open meeting to discuss the matter that I just identified.
And I second.
All in favor of adopting the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And the chair votes yes. The motion is carried. The next regular commission meeting is scheduled for January 28, 2015 at 11 a.m. The proposed agenda for that meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. A recording of today's meeting will be available on the commission's website within three business days. And there being nothing further.
Chair, do you want to announce that we have a community hearing?
Yes, thank you very much. The commission is holding its final community hearing in formal case 1119, which is the application for change of control of PEPCO. And that will be on next Tuesday, January 20th at 6 p.m. At UDC Community College in their conference room, which is at 801 North Capitol Street, Northeast. Thank you, Commissioner. We will now meet in closed session. This open session is adjourned.